This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The storm known as Ian rose again to hurricane strength on Thursday as it aimed for the coast of North and South Carolina after bringing major damage to the state of Florida. Speaking at the headquarters of the Federal Emergency Management Agency in Washington, U.S. President Joe Biden said Ian could prove to be the deadliest storm in Florida history. He said the numbers are still unclear, but the administration is getting early reports of what he said may be substantial loss of life. More than 2.6 million homes and businesses in Florida remain without power. Now, Florida's neighbors to the north, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, are bracing for Ian's impact. Hundreds of hospital patients are being evacuated from facilities across the Fort Myers region in Florida. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We're in the process of evacuating two healthcare facilities to safer locations north.
Governor Ron DeSantis in his morning briefing. Hospitals have been hit by three main issues: power outages, floodwaters, and one large health system
without water in all of their facilities.
Florida Hospital Association President Mary Mayhew says that system's
fast approaching a point where they will not be able to safely take care of their patients.
At least nine hospitals affected and 1,200 patients being evacuated. Meantime, the Florida Healthcare Association says about 3,400 residents have been moved from more than 40 nursing homes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva leads President Jair Bolsonaro by 14 points in pre-election polling. This according to a poll released on Thursday that showed the far-right incumbent has lost more momentum against his left